Questions 34 through 38. Now you will hear a speaker talking to a class on a trip to a marine aquarium.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for visiting the aquarium today. I hope you've enjoyed seeing the thousands of fish we have here, as well as the other sea animals. During the next hour, we're going to show you some more sea creatures. They all come from a body of water called the Sargasso Sea. The Sargasso Sea is actually part of the Atlantic Ocean. What I mean is, it isn't a separate body of water. It's more like a sea within an ocean. It's located off the southern half of North America, and it is very large. It covers millions of kilometers. Now, a couple of things make it distinctive. First, and probably most important, the waters there are very calm. Calm and warm. There's also very little wind there. Surrounding the Sargasso Sea are water currents in the Atlantic that move in a circular motion, counterclockwise. This water swirls around the Sargasso Sea. Because of the way these currents move, the water in the middle of the Sargasso Sea doesn't move much at all. Because of the still waters and the lack of wind, sailing ships crossing the Atlantic travel much more slowly when they get to the Sargasso Sea. Without wind, sailboats can get stuck there for long periods. Something else that's unusual about the Sargasso Sea is the seaweed floating on its surface. Large amounts of a kind of seaweed called sargassum float on top of the water there. And because of the currents, the seaweed stays in the Sargasso Sea. It's kind of held in place by the rotating currents. Now, this seaweed is what interests us most here at the aquarium because it supports all kinds of sea life, like shrimp, crabs, and fish. Sargassum creates an ecosystem for them to live in. What makes this ecosystem quite remarkable is that the creatures there are ones you'd expect to find much closer to shore, much closer to land, not out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Most likely, sargassum probably did not exist in the Sargasso originally. Rather, the seaweed and some of the ecosystem it supported drifted out into the Sargasso Sea long ago and became trapped there by the currents. From there, it simply spread all over the Sargasso Sea.
Now, answer the questions. Number 34. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Number 35. According to the speaker, what do certain currents in the Atlantic Ocean do? Number 36. What is the speaker explaining when he mentions sailing ships? Number 37. What is sargassum? Number 38. According to the speaker, what is surprising about some animal species that live in the Sargasso Sea?